Well, hello everybody in STEM. I told you this was coming soon to an inbox near you. So I'm going to quickly go. You all know who I am, so I won't bore you with my introduction, but I'd like you to meet the unique superstar, Jessica. Jessica.
Hi.
How are you today?
Thank you. Thanks, Danny, for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic, even better to see you. So I'd love to just start off with, so everyone knows actually who you are, love to know you, a bit about you so that we can then go into what makes you so unique. So why don't you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Okay, so I grew up in New York. I'm originally from Albania. It's a small little like European country in Europe. I've kind of like always knew I wanted to do recruiting. I've been, you know, recruiting for a few years now. I'm a mom of two, four-year-old and one-year-old. This month and last month, I'm working from home with them. So it's been like really crazy. Their school opens up Labor Day weekend. So really looking forward to that.
Thank you, Jessica. That's great so far. Where are you based now? Where did you say you're based
Tampa,
now?
Tampa, Florida.
Okay, lovely. And just a little bit about why did you join Lauren? Why are you here? What's the big goals for you and dreams for you?
Yeah, so actually I got brought in by another really awesome recruiter, Leonard Smith. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about him as well. And he, since like day one, he joined here. We worked together at a different company and he's like, hey, you have to join this company. It is amazing. Like it is, you would love it. You would fit in here. And like, I gave it a few months and then finally, you know, I just took the plunge and spoke to Ben, and Ben really won me over. And yeah, I'm here now and I'm so glad I did it.
So are we. So a lot of people have heard about the success of eBay. You know, even though I shop with them, they're clearly shopping with us right now. That was so a dad joke and I apologize for this. But what can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the eBay story so far? Why do you think it's working? Yeah. And then we'll go into a little bit of like some takeaways for the teams.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I think eBay, like we started working them with a few months ago, and to be honest, it was a little bit slower than it is now. I think like I finally kind of understood what they, you know, are looking for with a little bit of help. There's actually an eBay recruiter that we were working with. His name is Sean, and he's also from New York. So sometimes when I would like send shitty candidates, he would tell me like, hey, these are shitty candidates. Like tell me straight up over the phone, like, you know, in a really rough New York accent. So that kind of made me be like, oh, okay. Like, you know, what are they really looking for? Sometimes I was like, oh, more years of experience is great. But he said, no, you know, the sweet spot is 4 to 5 years, master's, you know, from a big, large scale company. So I started doing some Google, you know, what is a large scale company? What is large distributed systems? What is this? What is that? Anything I didn't understand. And I came up with like a list of companies that use the same tech stack as eBay, have large distributed systems, you know, kind of like that deal. And then it started picking up. So.
Brilliant. So before we go into like, how do you actually find the talent? And it sounds like you've already given us a bit of a snippet, is list of companies that have the same tech stacks. Now, if you are in any STEM business, you're working with certain clients who have companies within those industries, it's looking at those competitors. Makes complete sense. What do you think has been the difference with the account? Because you're obviously a recruiter. How's your relationship been with the account management team?
Yeah, I mean, it also helps working with Andy. He's brilliant, amazing. He's, you know, on top of everything. He really, you know, caters a lot to the managers and tries to make their life and the whole process easier. So it helps when you have like someone like Andy, you know, do that with the managers. That way they trust us and then interview all, you know, and basically all of our people, all of the people that I've been sending, they've been like, okay, great, set it up. And Andy has been like amazing, being on top of everything, you know, replying back so fast, you know, working late nights. So he's been like, honestly awesome and part of the whole like eBay success. Yeah, without him.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, look, for everyone watching, you know, we're coming from a recruiter point of view, but for our salespeople, work closely with the recruiters, be on top of your customers. It sounds brilliant. So now into the secret sauce, because everyone wants to know, you find your talent through the first part, but how do you really, if you were to say to me, I'm your trainee today, how do I find these software engineers who are so hard to find, Jessica? Show me your world.
Okay, let me share my screen and you guys can literally see how I organize things and find people. So this has been the secret sauce. A LinkedIn search is crucial to finding like good talent. So I have, you know, open to work. I have some job titles, which sometimes is not as important. You know, locations, United States. These are the big companies that I, you know, researched and Googled that have, you know, the same kind of tech stack and large distributed systems that eBay's looking for. Year of graduation, keywords, master's. I tried to contact people that have not been messaged before, although sometimes you don't have to use that. So this is the secret sauce. And look, like not every job is this, you know, easy or general. This is a very general job. And, you know, we've had conversations with the hiring manager. So that also really helps. Knowing, being on the same wavelength as the hiring manager and what they're really looking for.
Well, that's the difference, isn't it? You work through the program, you work through TA, but you speak directly to the manager. Every manager, you know, we have, let's say, in Pelham, we look for all these staff, but you want to know specifically word per division, per the manager. What do I want culturally? What do I want technology? And do not take away from the fact that you're saying these are general jobs. It is so hard to find software engineers, you know, so don't take away from the fact that you are finding the best software engineers. So if you have an example of the couple of trends that you're seeing across your candidates, who are the ones getting the jobs? Is it something specific that people can take away as, oh, I need to do that?
So, I mean, I guess like what I mentioned before, like those 4 to 5 years, and it depends like what they're looking for. eBay and I guess all these bigger tech companies, they want those young, you know, people with the masters, like those young kind of profiles. I think we've had a similar client, SMS, who I did a very similar search with that we were working on before and that wanted the same profile. So a lot of the companies like Amazon and Microsoft and all of them, you know, Indeed and everything like that, this is the kind of like sweet profile that they want. 4 to 5 years, masters, you know,
I love it.
And then this is how I organize myself. Organization is also super important.
So exactly. In terms of your workflow, your step-by-step process and the tools you use, how do you, what are the key things that people can use off the back of this?
So another thing that has helped me out so much is having a Calendly account. So basically what I'll do is I'll send messages to people. It's very simple. Can you see, you could see what I see?
I see your calendar. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm on my LinkedIn messages now. And what I have is a simple message. It says, hey, would you be interested in this? I'm recruiting for all levels on this team. If interested, please book a time to speak below. This works amazing for people that, you know, they have their calendars booked as well. So they, you know, Calendly will sync their calendar with your calendar and give them times that are available for the both of you. So
how do you set that up?
So easy. You just go on Calendly.com, create an account. It's like $10 a month after that. But it is so crucial to have, because, you know, instead of just calling people that, you know, most of the time are not going to pick up or they might not respond, this is the easiest way for them. You know, they read a message, they click on your link, they make an appointment with you, and it goes directly on your calendar. It like syncs together with Microsoft.
Beautiful. And I know this is how you stay organized.
This is how I stay organized with two kids. This is my secret sauce. So my workflow is I'll do the Boolean search, send messages to people, and then slowly by slowly, like my calendar gets booked. So this is my calendar right now with all the people, you know, that I'm going to have conversations with, that I already know are good because I looked at their profile beforehand. And this is it. Then I talk to them, you know, they're good, they're interested, they fit well with the positions I have. And then I submit them over. This is what a submittal looks like for this. I have, you know, organization is key. So you have to have like a submittal folder, put all of your submittals into, one folder so you could keep track of everybody. And this is how they look like, you know, kind of simple. Their resumes, most of them are pretty done. If they need work, I fix them up a little bit. But yeah.
And do you have like a spreadsheet of all your candidates, or how do you keep on top of
that? Yeah, so I have this Excel sheet right here that I was showing earlier. This is for like the different teams I'm working with. So this is my Excel sheet that I, you know, try to keep track of everybody. These are the like different teams I'm working with on the bottom. These were the people in red that I was talking about. Maybe you couldn't see it earlier.
I was asking about the red. I was blind. No worries.
There you go. Sorry, it's my first time using Teams, so
no worries.
But yeah, these are some people that like fall out in the process, or they you know, accept other jobs, don't pass round one, don't pass round two, something happens. You know, not everybody makes it.
No, of course not. But thank you so much for this, Jessica. Is there anything else you would recommend to those listening today?
So I have this on my LinkedIn, and I think the most important thing, how I like to view recruiting, you know, I'm not like a good salesperson. I can't sell people on jobs. I'm not pushy at all. Like, that's one thing about me that, I try to work on. But the thing that has been working for me a lot is to think of being a recruiter as two things. And I have this on my like LinkedIn title because I stand by it 100%. Sometimes you're a matchmaker. So right now I am a matchmaker because I have different jobs and I don't care who I talk to. If they fit a profile, I'm matching them to one of the jobs I have. So that's one way, you know, if you have a lot of jobs and you're just talking to different people and you match them, you know, and when we get Bullhorn, it's going to 100% feel like that. We're going to have a lot of jobs, you know, visible to us, and we're going to be talking to different people, and we'll finally see what we can match them to. And the other part of being this, you know, being a recruiter is being a detective. So you're a detective because some jobs are very hard. You know, some jobs have location specifications, technical requirements, and it's a specific niche. So you really are a detective. You have to play with your LinkedIn search. You have to, you know, use other things, Indeed, Dice, Career Builder, because some clients, unfortunately, are really picky. Those two things keep in mind. You're a detective, you have to get creative, you have to think outside the box, and then sometimes you're a matchmaker and you have so many jobs, you're talking to so many people, and you're trying to find a good match for them that they're gonna like and that they're gonna hopefully accept. So
I love that. You're juggling so much right now. Thank you so much, Jessica. I even noticed on your calendar you've got to take some calls now, so I'm gonna let you go and do your thing so you can do part two very soon. But thank you again for everything. I know it will help. And even if it's one thing that people can take away, it's one thing they didn't have before. So thank you so much. Everyone have a great week. But thank you again, Jessica. Take it easy and I'll see you very soon. Okay.
Take care. Thank you.
Cheers, team. Bye.